Hello, good afternoon, everybody. This is Bobby Day for another entry into, I guess this is going to turn into a journal. Not so much a personal journal, but just chronicling and creating content is what I'm striving to do here as I try to do my best to advance truth to knowledge, which hopefully will turn into empowerment for people. So I was out and about today and running around and handling some business along with personal errands and also trying to generate some income, otherwise known to the conscious people as fiat. But we won't get into that in this presentation so much. What I would like to share with you is an audio of a video that I ran across. So many of us that are into this thing, I mean, there's people that I know that don't necessarily devote too much time to the internet, and I can't say I blame them. However, I do. I spend time, perusing the interwebs, and I run across information that's really of interest that I think it might be of interest to you. And it's possible you might have ran across this audio in your own dealings, but I just wanted to bring it up and add it to my podcast and hopefully generate some discussion behind it. So we'll get into it, and the description is actually on the front page because I typed it up. So let me see if I could basically emphasize what it's about. Well, it's another person's perspective, basically shared perspectives about recent events. I have my own ideas and such that can be either reinforced by data that will lead to a certain direction. I was asked yesterday when I was involved in what I like to call closed circuit conference conversation that wasn't released to the public, really, which actually I'm putting that together because I got to do some editing. Anyway, someone asked me what did I think was going to happen on Wednesday, tomorrow, being the scheduled inauguration. And I have to tell you, aside from just, you know, pulling the cord and saying, I don't know, I actually suspect that, well, as provocative as it sounds, I don't think tomorrow is going to happen. I really don't think that tomorrow is going to take place. I'm hoping for no more bloodshed, no more casualties. But I honestly don't think that tomorrow is going to come to pass. Who knows at this point? I mean, who would think that we would be in the throes of such civil distress? But I submit to you, there's a segment of the population that are considered thinkers. I'm at the lower end of that rung, but they consider themselves critical thinkers to the point of believing that, you know, this is prophecy, and I happen to believe that as well. But this is a wide-scale reset. I heard it expressed to bring this nation into a republic or get rid of this nation as a corporate state. But as controversial and provocative as that might sound, I have indications that this is actually what it is. It's a reset to levels unseen before now. So anyway, I hope you are all keeping yourself safe, healthy, taking in your vitamin D, drinking a lot of water, and hopefully we can get through this. All right, so I'm gonna there'll be an audio segment after this, and I don't think I'll have anything in closing after that. But please like, share, subscribe, and let people know that what you heard. And hopefully you like this presentation and the future ones I plan to post on here. Hopefully we can get through Wednesday and get down the road. All right. Peace and be well.
What we're actually seeing is the systematic implementation of the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Corporation of the United States. Every major event is a step in the ladder to achieve that end. COVID is just another rung in the ladder, which is why there's a deliberate mixing of all the wordplay, right? I mean, we should stop calling it, quarantine. That's a term designated for people that are verified sick. This is a house arrest mandated by the state. You should stop calling it, social distancing. There's nothing social about forced isolation. We should stop saying safer at home when millions of Americans don't have basic necessities adequate to fit their needs. It assumes that everybody's home is equally as safe as the people that are making the statements. We should stop saying, this is for the greater good, right? When you close the economy, killing millions of businesses that families have worked generations to establish, that's anything but good. We should stop saying this is the new normal. That's just blatant mind control drivel. There's nothing normal about forced isolation, treating your neighbor like they have the plague, breathing your own bodily waste, wearing masks, living in constant fear of contamination. That's normal. I mean, after all, if the virus is so deadly, why hasn't it wiped out the homeless who don't social distance, wash themselves regularly, let alone, live in or have access to a sterile environment? Last year, 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. Why were you not wearing a mask during the tuberculosis pandemic? You were endangering, public health and safety along with billions of other people around the globe. So why didn't you wear a mask? I'll tell you why. Because the mainstream media didn't tell you to wear a mask. Right? And so because though 1.5 million people died from tuberculosis, there was no tuberculosis pandemic any more than there's a coronavirus pandemic. What you're really participating in is a beta test for AI systems and facial recognition. See, these cameras work best when people are, distance apart. Now they're actually testing through machine learning how to recognize, a face that's partially covered. It's also a way to easily determine who's compliant and who's not. Who does the propaganda work on and who it doesn't? Now get this, there's some ironies that are here, right? A society that kills millions of babies a year for convenience has shut itself down to prevent adults from dying. People that on the one hand slaughter babies in the womb by the millions are now preaching to the masses about the sanctity of human life. It's doublespeak, double talk. It's the two-doctrine policy, one for the initiated, one for the uninitiated, one for the inner circle, another for the masses. It's like saying, if I violate the stay-at-home order, I can be arrested, but you're letting convicted criminals out of prison so they don't get coronavirus. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. If there's a real pandemic, does it require, faulty virus models, rigged test results, 81% false positives, inaccurate news reporting, staged hospital overruns, manipulated death certificates? Nope. When the government shuts down millions of small businesses but doesn't lay off any government employees, it's not about the health. When the state bans dentists from practicing but deems it necessary for abortion clinics to stay open, it's not about your health. When the state prevents you from buying seeds for your garden but allows you to purchase lottery tickets, it's not about your health. An institution that, has the ability to destroy all of Earth through, alleged nuclear warfare should not regulate personal self-defense. An institution that's caught trafficking drugs shouldn't be able to regulate plants. An institution that's racked up $23 trillion prior to coronavirus in debt shouldn't be allowed to manage the retirement fund. An institution that was caught spreading STDs should not be allowed to run healthcare. If people are really concerned about public health and safety, in general, but, they don't care if people, eat garbage, drink poison, smoke cancer, and take prescription drugs, but think that toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and mask are going to protect them from the boogeyman coronavirus. This is a special kind of stupid that I can't address here. You should ask yourself a couple basic questions. When did you consent from, you creating a government to serve you to you serving the government ruling over you? If you want to know, who's in charge, just think about who you can and can't criticize. You should wear a face covering at all times, practice social distancing, wash our hands regularly, not to enter common areas if we're experiencing symptoms of a respiratory illness, including headache, fever, and cough. Remember, We're all in this together. Now that the fact-checking keyboard commando, social media administrators, and thought police have been pacified, let's get down to business. A world government regime is being implemented right before our very eyes, using COVID as the Trojan horse. It's a scientific dictatorship being guided by the principles of eugenics, operating as a psyop under the guise of a pandemic using medical martial law. If you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stamping on the human face forever. George Orwell, 1984. Countless people will hate the New World Order and will die protesting against it. H.G. Wells, The New World Order, 1939. We shall have a world government, whether we like it or not. The only question is whether world government will be achieved by consent or by conquest. James Warburg, February 17, 1950. The U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. Now, if you're wondering what's next, just remember all the "it's just" statements. It's just a mask. It's for your safety and mine. Don't put other people's health and safety at risk because of a minor inconvenience. It's just 6 feet. It's just safer at home. It's not really a lockdown. Besides, it's only for a few weeks. Then everything will reopen. It's just non-essential businesses that need to close. It's just non-essential workers that need to go jobless. We're in a crisis. Take one for the team. Have a vacation on the state. File for unemployment. Get your COVID check and chill. It's just until this whole thing blows over. It's just bars and restaurants and gyms and salons that need to close. It's just so that we don't overwhelm the hospitals. I mean, don't you care about our medical infrastructure? God forbid you get sick. You'll see, you silly conspiracy nuts. It's just until we flatten the curve. It's just until we can get a vaccine. I mean, my health is not my responsibility. It's the responsibility of the state to make sure I'm healthy. My job is to help them help me. It's just contact tracing. So what, you get a phone call? It's just a COVID app. I mean, don't you want to know who's the safe to be around and who's not? It's just the COVID vaccine certificate. Businesses need to provide a safe and secure environment for their customers and employees. It's just a vaccine. You're not one of those anti-vaxxers, are you? And when the protest started, what happened? It's just a few inmates that are being released while the riots are raging throughout the United States. It's just a few states that did it. Not all states do it. It's just a few paid violent protesters. It's just a few pallets of bricks being conveniently placed. It's just a few off-duty police officers breaking windows of shops and destroying their own police cars. It's just George Soros and a few billionaires backing protesters. I mean, what's the big deal? What's a billionaire to do after they tank the economy? And when people start to speak up, what happens? They're just blocking the medical misinformation. You can't let people think for themselves. Where do you think you live, America? Stop it. They're just blocking a few doctor videos. You know, the quack doctors, the snake oil salesman type, those that believe in hydroxychloroquine, God and demons and that kind of stuff. You know, crazy talk. Get out of here. They're just blocking a few frontline workers and nurses from speaking out, you know. These guys only have time to treat COVID patients and make TikTok dance videos. We're in the middle of a crisis here. Either dance or get back to work. They're just blocking a few of these posts on social media. You know, you don't want to violate social media standards and policies, do you? This is serious business. I mean, think about the advertisers. How are they going to feel? All that rhetoric is there for what? To condition you to believe that, you know, standing up for your rights is a selfish act. And if they can succeed, if they can get you to believe that, then you're more likely to give up your rights for moral reasons rather than for social reasons. And because you're afraid, what are you going to do? What may you do? You'll sacrifice your freedoms on the altar of fear in the name of peace and safety. Those that would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Benjamin Franklin. I know. That's a little bit out of context, but you'll forgive me.